changing, and the stereotype of the Aussie consumer as being big spenders who love a beer, a smoke and a flutter is outdated.
90% of all recorded music is shite. The other 10% is so.
You know, all these products are sold the way they are because of years of psychological studies done on consumers like us.
Good evening and welcome to Consumed by Soul with Christopher Zinn. And a very good evening to you too, and your weekend starts here. A big thanks to all of Eastside presenters and producers for setting us up for the... I always think this is the front door of the weekend. So Friday evening, it's a great place to be with a whole weekend ahead of us. And tonight's show, well, we've got a couple of birthday boys on who we don't hear enough of, but both with terrific voices and also songwriting capabilities. We're also going to hear from Art Phillips again. You might remember him very recently talking on that Minnie Riperton special we had about his time playing with her, writing for her, about her. I'm pleased to say members of the family in America heard that show and they were really chuffed with it on the 40th anniversary of her death. And in fact, it was her birthday. She would have been 67. So Minnie Riperton loved and remembered all around the world. But Art actually also worked with another fabulous singer-songwriter, rather different, but actually no less tender and wonderful, Tina Marie. So we've got a real Tina Marie treat and a bit of Art's Balmain Bossa Nova. You don't often get to hear that. So look, we'll start off straight away. Alexander O'Neill, it's his birthday on the 15th today. Check how old he was. He's still going strong, which is extraordinary. He's 65 years old. Bit of a new Jack Swing song here from the early 90s and from his album Love Makes No Sense. This is the title track.
The game is not enough. Oh, This is Consumed by Soul with Christopher Zinn.
Anyway, it's a welcome back to Art Phillips, who was on the program recently talking about the great Minnie Riperton. But there's, I couldn't believe it, I was going through my CDs and I found you credited on another great singer I love, which is Tina Marie. So we heard about you and Minnie Riperton. What about you and Tina Marie?
She was an amazing singer as well, yeah. The story there with my relationship with Tina Marie and the song that she recorded of mine, Now That I Have You, is that that song was actually supposed to be for Minnie, which was a co-write between myself, a great lady named Claudia Talbot, who now lives in Chicago, and Richard Rudolph, which is Minnie's husband. Yeah, and we had written this song, or we co-wrote the song, and Minnie decided that she wanted to do it on her next project, but of course it didn't happen because she had, you know, fallen much, much iller than she had been and passed away a bit sooner than expected. So anyway, so Richard got the opportunity to work for Motown to produce Tina's album. So it was a perfect vehicle to try and slot that song that was supposed to be for Minnie for Tina. And when Tina heard it, she, you know, really fell in love with it, and, you know, that's how it all sort of happened. And now, ironically enough, Tina Marie has been a friend of that family for a long time. She's actually the godmother to Maya Rudolph.
Who's Minnie's daughter.
Yeah, that's right. You know, so Maya's quite famous now as an actress slash comedian. She was in Bridesmaids. She was on Saturday Night Live and a Grown Ups film 1 and 2, I think. So anyway, so she's the godmother of Maya. So that's basically, that's the story. That's how it all happened. So I recorded on it, and that's me playing acoustic guitar on that project as well, produced by Richard Rudolph, and the string arrangement, which is gorgeous, was done by Jeremy Lubick, who also did a lot of work on the Minnie Riperton's projects. So
I will tell you what is Now That I Have You. What is that about?
Well, it's a typical love song, you know. Feeling things I've never felt before, now that I have you. Nothing could ever be as good as it was without you, you know, that sort of thing. You know, so it's a really typical love song. But these records that were recorded back in the 70s, early 80s, had such an incredible feel to it. And it was for a lot of reasons, because the musicianship was quite different thinking than happens nowadays, and plus tape saturation for analog tape and all that. And it was just a process that we've sort of lost that because we've become so technical and so modern, but it's actually coming back. People are starting to realize that all those analog tricks and unique effects and stuff that were analog are yeah, really great, you know.
Oh well, yeah, we definitely think that, especially with DJ Bernhardt, the next program, because he plays all vinyl. So,
oh cool,
it's definitely that. Just, did you get to know Tina Marie then?
A bit, yeah, because I met her a few times at the recording sessions. I played on that whole album, which is called Lady T, which was a big success for her, actually, you know. And she used to be produced by Rick James for years, and this was one of the first projects that wasn't produced by Rick, and it sort of took her in a different sort of direction. A lot of people had thought that Tina Marie was a black singer because she sounds so soulful and black, just amazing, but she's not, and she was just a lovely lady. Passed away, what, 6 years ago, maybe?
Yeah, again, sadly. I hate saying this on this program because so many great people, and they were taken from us too early.
Too early, yeah.
As we say, look, here's a great song, and song as written by Art, who now resides in Balmain, is a musician. We'll hear a bit more about that in his own volition, still going strong. And it's Tina Marie, Now That I Have You.
Dreaming, are you real? Can this be heaven? How I feel. within me running wild. Gray clouds in the sky, my love cannot hide. Now I have you in my life. Now that I have you, I can see the your child. Come let me hold you for a while. Love shines from your eyes. Start your sweet surprise. Now I have you in my life.
Feeling things I never felt before.
And that was the wonderful Tina Marie, Lady T, from the Lady T album, and a song composed in part by our guest in the studio, Art Phillips, who was here recently talking on that Minnie Riperton special. Just wanted to talk because he composed this song. He knew Tina Marie. We've heard about that. But he's also making music in Balmain. And you've just put out, in fact, I think you've got quite a few albums, really. Just You and I, which is Bossa Nova.
So Bossa Nova in Balmain, I hadn't actually put that together.
Just call me Bossa Nova Balmain, yeah. So I have a music library, a production company called 101 Music Proprietary Limited. And one of the things that I do is actually release projects that is geared specifically for the production music market, where when a TV producer or a film producer don't have the time to hire a composer to score something specific to image, they will go to production music. And because a lot of reality TV shows now exist, right, the turnaround time is so quick that production music is actually a big, big business. Always has been, but in the last 15 years, probably even more so. My production music library is actually represented across 84 different countries where I have license deals with my sub-publishers in those territories, and they have relationships with their local clients. So I release about 8 or 10 CDs a year. This happens to be one of them, which I compose, called Just You and I. It's romantic, sensual bossa novas, as you said, but it's perfect for love scenes, travelogue, cooking shows, all those type of things that actually sort of are really good, feel-good, sort of up and positive vibed.
Okay, well, we'll hear it for ourselves. This song is called All Along, the vocal by Justin Bradley.
Justine.
Oh, Justine, I'm sorry, Justine Bradley.
A beautiful singer.
Restless, like the moon in the night, moves out of sight, so restless. In and out of the clouds, intensely arousing the tides as it glides through the made me find all the time it was you all along, and all along I knew it was so wrong to chase those nights of disenchantment. How could I take love for granted when all I'm
And a big thanks to Art Phillips for memories of both Tina Marie and recently the wonderful Minnie Riperton. And that, as I've said, was some Balmain Bossa Nova from his album You and I on 101 Music, and interesting insights into the world of program music. It is very fascinating for me going into supermarkets and all sorts of places and hearing some of this wonderful music we play on Consumed by Soul being used as program music. I'm not quite sure how I feel about that, but look, I suppose it underlines, maybe it makes you buy things, maybe it makes you more energetic, goodness knows. We just know that it makes us feel more soulful, and on a Friday night, that is a pretty good way to be. So, to wrap up tonight's program, Timmy Thomas, 1972, Why Can't We Live Together, constantly played and covered. Less well known is a song he did in 1985 with a lovely singer called Nicole McLeod, and it's called New York Eyes, but it's got some of his distinctive sounds about it as well. So until we meet again, your weekend has started here and you have been consumed by soul.
New York eyes.
Oh.